The Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carborough hosted its annual State of the Community report this morning. Each year, the Chamber presents that and takes a look at the shifting demographics, the makeup of Chapel Hill and Carborough, as well as how businesses, how schools, and many other things are doing in our broader region. And this year, instead of doing it in person, it was done virtually with a pretty big production crew behind it as well. And joining me right now over the phone to share some of the highlights from that report is President and CEO of the Chamber, Aaron Nelson. Aaron, thanks so much for taking the time to join us again. How are you?
I am doing quite well, Brighton. Thank you for inviting me to join you.
Absolutely. So how did everything go this morning? I know that this State of the Community report is a really big event that the Chamber puts on just as a way to kind of touch base with everybody and give local businesses an opportunity to see how everything is going. So first off, how did it go in terms of the performance? And I guess the question is, how's everything going in Chapel Hill and Carborough and beyond?
Well, you've asked great questions. There's really two parts to it. One is a data book, but we partner the Chamber and the Town of Chapel Hill, Town of Carborough, Hillsborough, Orange County, and UNC's Carolina Demography partner to produce an annual data book. That book has 400 community indicators, social, economic, school, environment, mobility, transportation, commuting, teenage pregnancy, you name it. Those are in there. That can be found on our website, carolinachamber.org. If you scroll to the bottom of the website, you'll see a link to that data book. We also do a presentation. We take those 400 indicators, that is too much to talk about, and we shorten it to about 200 in some indicators and give a two-hour presentation. That happened this morning with 300 guests joined us, and we were happy to share some of the key highlights about how our community is changing and growing.
Absolutely. So I know it is a lot to go through because there are so many, but when you look at some of kind of the key themes, what are some of the top data points and messages you guys tried to share today?
Sure. There are three big things. One is we are still a very successful community. This is one of the greatest quality of life. There is, you know, it's a community where people earn high wages, where we are healthy and sort of the most vaccinated, least COVID, some really positive things going on. We have retail sales, and I'll dive into these in a little more detail. So a strong and healthy community and economy, the thing one. Thing two is there's two real challenges we have. One is the cost of housing, affordable housing in this real surge in the cost of rent and the cost of homes and how that has changed over the last 18 months. And the other is while we have great schools, we have some real challenges, some great disparity in terms of the performance of our children across both race as well as for, what's called economically disadvantaged. That's the term the state uses and how those students are performing in our schools. So there's good news and then there's issues that we've got to really address.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Aaron Nelson, who's the president and CEO of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, carolinachamber.org, their website. And we're talking about the State of the Community report that Aaron and many other leaders in our community presented today. Gives a deep look into the data of our region, as well as the data of the businesses and the people in our region, too. And one thing that gets added to this year's State of the Community report, Aaron, that we didn't have last year and really for the last little bit is new census data. So could you talk a little bit about how that was worked into the report today? Is there anything that jumps out from the little bit of census data we already have? Because they've been releasing it and instead of all at once, they've been releasing it in kind of pieces and it's on the later side, but it was able to be included in this report, right?
Yep. We have the final numbers, what the populations are in our community and how quickly we have been growing over the last decade. So, for example, Chapel Hill is 61,900 people, Carborough 21,000 people, Hillsborough about 9,600. The county is just under 150,000. But how is that changing? And that's changing very differently. Hillsborough had a huge period of growth in the last decade, 59% growth in population. But Chapel Hill and Carborough saw their slowest growing decades on record. The least amount of population growth since we have been recording that, both of them under 10%. The county saw the slowest growing decade that it has seen since the 1960s. So while it may feel like we're growing very quickly, both the county is growing at about 1% per year in population, and then Chapel Hill and Carver less than that at about 0.8% per year. We also saw how the demography is changing in our community. We are becoming, you know, some folks think that we are, you know, become a more wealthy community, that we are sort of over time getting richer and whiter. But that's not the case. We are the most diverse we have ever been. In 1990, Orange County was 80% white and 16% black. And today we are 65% white, 10% black, 11% Hispanic, 8% Asian. It's a much more diverse community than we've ever been. And we've seen substantial growth in the Asian population. For example, Chapel Hill is now 15% Asian. Carrboro has the highest Latino population, Hispanic population, and Hillsborough has the largest African-American population. So we looked at those sorts of data. We also looked at some population projections. How big will we be if, as we grow over time? And folks can see that in the data book. If they log on to our website, they can download that. We looked at population density also. What does it feel like to be here? How many people per square mile do we have? And then how does that compare with some of the communities that we admire? One of the things that stood out was the cost of housing and what's been going on with retail sales. On the cost of housing, we were able to look all the way up through July of 2021. In the last 18 months, the average cost of a home, the median home transaction value has gone up $100,000 in Orange County. And the same in Chatham County. Chatham County's median home price is now $499,000. Orange County is less expensive now than Chatham. We took a look at, you'll see information in there about rent and how much people are paying for rent, what percentage of our population rents. Yeah. We also saw some really interesting information about retail sales. So while our retailers really suffered, retail sales remain strong in Orange County. This year is better than last year, and last year was about even. Even in that pandemic year, retail sales stayed even throughout the pandemic and are up 20% so far in 2021. Chatham County has seen tremendous growth in their retail sales. Now, retail sales includes what you ordered on Amazon and had delivered to your house, includes what you bought at the grocery store. When we take a look at retailers, individual local small businesses, we are seeing the rebound. Things are beginning to return to pre-pandemic sales levels.
We're speaking with President and CEO of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, Aaron Nelson, about the State of the Community report presented today. And Aaron, one of the reasons you guys look at the census data and the housing and of course all of these business details is to try and give local businesses and people in the community kind of an idea of where everything is. And I'm happy you went ahead and started talking a little bit about how the retail things looked, how the retail sales were this year compared to last year. I'm curious if there are any other main changes when it comes to the business realm that the Chamber was able to share this year compared to last. We've talked about this a few times during the recap of Chamber forums that you guys have put on, but when you look at the last year in a whole, what are some of the big changes that you're seeing from this report to last year's report?
Well, last year when we talked about this, we were 6 months into a pandemic, uncertain of where we were going, anticipating, you know, what would it be like if 50% of Franklin Street was vacant. At this time last year, hotel occupancy was down to 15%, and we were seeing, you know, hotels closing off entire floors of their hotels. Well, the hospitality industry in our community is on the rebound. This past month, we saw average daily rate and occupancy return to the levels that they were at in July of 2019. So we're seeing things come back to pre-pandemic levels. It was painful, and it's not over. But we are seeing some real bright spots in our local economy. Now, we have to contrast that with some real challenges. It's nice to see your home value go up. But what's really hard is how do we recruit and retain the staff that we need in order to help our businesses be successful, either at our university, our hospital, throughout our community. And that's going to require greater investment in affordable housing. It's going to require an additional investment in growing the supply of local housing.
Yeah.
One of the main standouts was school performance and how the pandemic, how a year and a half of not going to school, how that impacted end of year tests.
Oh, that got it. I bet that is some fascinating data, since that's something I feel like we've been hearing our community and parents talk about a whole lot recently. And that segues into my next question pretty well, which I know that you had some folks drop by to help present and to help discuss this data during it today. Can you share with the listeners who some of the guests were? I know Dr. Nia Hamlet, the superintendent for CHCCS, is one, and I imagine she talked about some of that school data. Anybody else that dropped by that you want to highlight for some of our listeners?
Sure. We were glad to have this morning from the Chapel Hill Public Library, the mayor of Chapel Hill joined us to talk about the future and how our community has handled the pandemic. We had the president of UNC Hospitals with us to talk about the state of healthcare, how our hospital is doing. She had one big ask, and that was, if you are not vaccinated, do not wait another day. 97% of the deaths across the UNC healthcare system have been of unvaccinated people. Where the president of Piedmont Health was there with us, some folks from our local banking community. But what our conversation with Dr. Hamlet, now just 9 months into her job as our new superintendent, was really a great one.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, we are speaking with President and CEO of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, Aaron Nelson. And Aaron, we could talk about this for a long time. This is why you guys had such a great and extensive report this morning that was shared with people. But for folks who might have missed it, for folks who want to really get into the details and the data that you're talking about here, where can people go to learn more or to revisit the state of the community report?
Sure. Our website is carolinachamber.org. You can just Google Chapel Hill Chamber or Carrboro Chamber. You'll find us, carolinachamber.org. You can look for State of the Community Report. The easiest way is to just scroll down to the bottom. At the very bottom of that front page, you'll see a link to the 2021 State of the Community Data Book, and that'll be 400 community indicators well-organized, where you can see both the bright spots, you know, some of the best school performance in the region, and you'll see some of the challenges, great disparity and achievement gap in our school district that requires attention. So we've shared both really good news, healthy, strong, vibrant, durable, resilient community with some challenges that are going to require real resources and real attention in order to make us as good as we know we can be.
Well, I have no doubt that it is as robust as you have just been mentioning. So, again, the website to head to, carolinachamber.org, the place to go if you want to check out the really intense detail that the Chamber has put together in the State of Community Report. And Aaron Nelson, thanks so much for stopping by and giving us a little bit of a window, a little bit of insight on that, and we appreciate you taking the time.
Well, Brighton, it's my pleasure, and thank you for the invitation. And as always, thank you for what you guys do for our community. We are a better place because WCHL and Chapelboro and 97.9 The Hill exist.
Well, thank you so much for the kind words, and I'm sure we will be talking with you again soon, Aaron.